about sharing. There's the silly Sufi Mulla Nasruddin story about two men who are talking about being kind to animals. And the next day, the one man was walking past his friend's house, and he saw his friend hitting his donkey over the head with a big piece of wood. And he said, after all we talked about yesterday, and he said, oh, I was just trying to get his attention. So it's how open, unconditional, developed and sensitive is the person, what can be shared. So at the very basic level, only basic things can be shared, and they don't really go anywhere because it's an outside energy meeting an outside energy that we've all built up in childhood. And maybe before, we've all built up a defensive energy. You can see that sometimes when you're at a cafe or a restaurant, when the waiter or waitress comes to the table. Sometimes, often with a waitress, they come to the table and they're right there. There's no shielding. There's no defense. They're right there with you. But most people have a shield of energy around them. And when two people meet, their energy shields meet, not the people. So whatever's said doesn't get through. The person may nod and agree or disagree, but it doesn't make any difference. Nothing gets through. It's just on an intellectual agreeing or disagreeing level. And then right on the other end is where if a person has spent their life looking unconditionally and being available and being open and absorbing whatever's appropriate for them, just allowing everything in. Whatever it is, whatever anybody says, they allow it in. And what's appropriate stays there and does whatever it needs to do. And what isn't appropriate just passes through and carries on. If there is something appropriate, it may be a reinforcing energy. It may be a disturbing energy, but it's touching something inside and the person stays with it. Then they evolve. But most people don't do that. They stop it outside there with their mind and say, do I agree or do I disagree? And what that means is, what has just been said, does that disturb me or not disturb me? And that is decided by the brain that's already made up its mind based on old conditioning. So things don't get through. But when things do get through, when they're allowed through, there is an involvement, and in that, the person's available frequency changes. And it changes and changes and changes. And then, wherever that person goes, they're like an open antenna. Wherever they are, walking down the street, if there's anything there that is reinforcing for them, is nourishing for them, they pick it up and it goes into their system. If they go to a very strong place, like a energy vortex, or a place where people have gone continually on a pilgrimage, they've gone there continually and built up an energy there. If a person is open, when they go there, they absorb that energy automatically. And the same if they're in the presence of someone, as is the tradition in India. Often the more developed gurus, they didn't speak. And there was a very famous one that didn't speak, and I can't remember his name. He didn't speak. People just came. Now, part of it is projection. If you think somebody is at that, you will project onto them, but you'll still have an effect just the same, the placebo effect. But if a person really is at that high level of frequency, nothing has to be said. But then it's unlikely that a visiting person will get very much that they notice if they don't realize nothing has to be said, if they're not that incredibly unconditionally available, so that their defense screen is down. They're just absorbing whatever there is around, whatever it is. What if the person says something or doesn't say anything? There's no filter system. There's nothing stops it and checks it out. It just lets it come in. What's appropriate does the job it needs to do there. What isn't just passes on through. And so it is, the more sensitive you are, the more available you are, the more unconditional you are, the less has to be said, until you eventually you reach a point where you don't need to go to anybody, it just happens where you are. We could say it comes to you, but there's no coming and there's no going. There isn't anywhere other than here. There is only here. So those of you who are listening to this recording, you think you're in one country and this voice is in another. There's no distance. There's no time. There's no space. There is only here. And we're all here. And just to repeat again, the more sensitivity, the more availability, unconditionally, and the process is continuous. Let's say you're continually being uploaded, but it's not actually uploaded, because with uploading, you take the information out and bring it in, and there's no out and there's no in. All the information you need is with you now. And the least conditioning you have, the least ideas you have, the more you will absorb what's needed in this moment. Now, the mind might say, but I'm not getting, and what that means is I'm not getting what I want, what I think I ought to have, I'm not progressing at the speed I ought to be. No, you are getting exactly what's appropriate to you in this moment, depending entirely, utterly, on your availability. And the more ideas you have in the way, even of availability, if you've got an idea of availability, that's in the way. That's a filter. Because what's being talked about now cannot be understood. You can't understand this level. The mind is not capable. It doesn't have the facility. It's impossible to understand. It's a sense. A sensitivity. Availability. And I keep coming back to unconditionally. The great way is not difficult for those that have no preferences. Make the slightest distinction, however, and heaven and earth are set infinitely apart. Bring in your, even a preference, let alone a choice, if it isn't totally unconditional, that you're ready to hear, experience, go, come, allow unconditionally. You are your own barrier to what is here now.